I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
With Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Welcome to the Beck and Soda podcast. We had a very happy morning this morning, Soda. We were lucky enough to get a little tour of the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery House in Henley Beach.
Beautiful pad, I think worth something around about $4 million if you're lucky enough to win it. But there's a great chance, I think 1 in 15 for a prize in the Hospital Research Foundation Lottery. But yeah, we filmed a little video to put out, which was terrific. Great spot.
It was worth $3.5 million or something until you potentially devalued it.
What are you talking about?
This morning. Mate, did you enjoy your time in the fancy ensuite? Because you were a long time in there.
Mate, look, I had to check it out.
Seriously?
And when you have to go, well, what am I meant to do? I mean, it's a working toilet.
Yeah,
it's not a display home.
Exactly.
You're defending him?
Well, you've got to go,
What am I meant to do?
There's no air freshener in there, mate.
We were there for half an hour, 40 minutes filming. So if you got to go, it's not as though it was I walked into Bunnings and just sat on a toilet that was on show there and dropped one.
Did you leave a fecal stain?
What?
Well, I don't think there's probably a toilet brush in there, so I hope you didn't leave a skitty.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, buy a ticket, but just pour a lot of Domestos down the ensuite toilet when you move in. That's all I'm saying.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. Let's get into the podcast, Beck and Soda.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
We are very excited to hear confirmation that the Mighty Tillies, the Matildas, are going to come and play here in May.
That'd be very nice indeed, won't it? Little build up to the Olympics, of course. They got through last week, smashed Uzbekistan 10-0 after beating them 3-0 in Tashkent. So they are ready to go. Adelaide Oval, what's the date? The 31st of May, I think.
Tickets go on sale on Friday. They're pretty reasonably priced.
Yep. That'll be a sellout here for everyone here in Adelaide. But great chance to get along. The momentum is huge on the Matildas. I think it'll be pretty good. I think they've got a press conference a little later today. It was all meant to be embargoed, but it got leaked out nicely and everyone's now right across it.
There you go. Hey, more breaking news. We're just seeing on our screens. Princess Kate. Has been snapped, papped, because we were all worried about her. She hasn't been seen for months since her surgery. She's in the car. I think that was her mum driving her in the big black Range Rover. So she's alive. There's a proof of life on Kate.
Well,
there was rumours she was in a coma.
Right. Grainy photo. Wow. I mean, is it really her?
Oh, is it AI?
Can you be certain?
Ooh, no, I think.
She's all right, though.
She's out of bed. She's out. She's up and about.
What did they say was wrong with her?
They just said she had abdominal surgery, remember?
Ooh.
But then Prince William. Oh, not Prince. Yeah, he is a prince, isn't he? He's not the king yet.
You're right.
Sorry.
She's a princess and he's a prince. That's how it works.
It's because I can't get my head around saying King Charles.
It's a love story, baby. Just say yes.
Oh, don't quote Taylor Swift at me because you're a Johnny come lately. Anyway, good news for royal followers. She's around. She's up and about. She's out of bed. She's driving around. Because I've been worried about her. Her hair looks good.
Okay.
She's got big sunnies on. Everything's going to be okay.
That's great.
With Kate.
Yep.
Would you like the king to come here? Ever talk about?
I could not care less. No, I don't really care. Well,
no.
He said he's going to come. I couldn't give a rat's toss.
No, as I said, when he was coronated or whatever, he's not really my king. I don't really relate to. I mean, it seems like a nice bloke. Cares about the environment, carbon emissions.
Loves his horses. The royals love their horses.
I mean, he wasn't nice to Diana, and I'll never forgive him for that.
Okay,
I'll never get past how he treated Diana. But anyway, there's my royal chat for now. But come and visit Elizabeth, named after your mum.
Right.
Is that the pitch?
Yeah. We've got a suburb. We named it after your mum.
Should get the premier on and tell him we're good to go.
That's all you need. I can deliver the pitch.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those, but damn it, they're close. My head hurts, so it must be time for the Riddle Man.
Okay, this is a chance just to get the brain ticking over to wrap you into your Tuesday. Beck, get you on the right foot. You got your pen and paper ready?
I've got my pen and paper ready.
Okay, Riddle Man time, 131060. Give us a call on the line if you get it right to Off to the Garden of Unearthly Delights. We've got some tickets for you and we'll give you $100 for dinner and drinks to get you through. You have a great time in there. Rebecca Morse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go straight into the courtroom. Are you ready to go?
Yes, Your Honour.
We're in the courtroom.
I'm here.
Okay, the judge decides that it is absolutely 100% clear that a woman, right, has murdered her brother-in-law. Right? She has, in cold blood, murdered her brother-in-law.
I mean, family relationships can be tough.
They can be. Yet, she will go unpunished. Why? Right? So, a woman has murdered her brother-in-law.
Okay.
Right? So, she's murdered her sister's husband. Yet, she will not be going to jail. Why not? Beck? Besides moaning, what else are you thinking?
She's still alive.
Are you in pain? Yes, she's alive.
Okay.
Yes, good question.
Yeah,
yeah. Right, I like it.
She could be, yeah.
She is alive.
She could have turned the
gun
on herself. Okay, no, I got nothing at the moment.
Chantel from Hendon. Good morning, Chantel.
Morning, how are you?
Terrific, Chantel. What about you? Are you going well?
I'm doing good, but I'm not good at riddles, so you threw me in the deep end. So.
It's okay. you got any idea, Chantel?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't at all.
Love honesty, though. Good on you. Well done. Well played. Belinda from Freeling. Belinda, why isn't she going to jail? She has murdered her sister's husband in absolute cold blood. It is absolutely irrefutable she's done it. Why isn't she going to jail?
Is it because she's dead too?
No, she's still alive, but thank you for playing, Belinda. Righto, Michael from Modbury. G'day, Mick.
Hey, how you going?
Good, buddy. Good. What about yourself?
Not too bad.
That's the way, mate. Why isn't she going to jail if she has murdered her sister's husband in cold blood?
I have no idea.
That's okay. Good on you, mate.
Was the judge texting during the trial and wasn't paying attention?
No.
Like Judge Soderstrom.
There was a lady, a Judge Soderstrom in America, wasn't it? She was texting saying, geez, the bailiff's pretty hot, instead of trying to listen to the evidence. Okay. Kim from Kuna Light Gardens. Morning, Kim.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, really good, Kimbo. Right. What we want to do here is get you to understand that this woman is absolutely guilty of murdering her brother-in-law, right? Her sister's husband. She's still alive. He's clearly not. Sister's still alive. Why won't she go to jail?
The sister's the judge.
No, but I like it.
I like that, though.
Now we're starting to get a little outside the square.
That also implies that the sister wanted her husband dead as well.
Potentially. Well, she might. Jess from Osborne. G'day, Jess.
Oh, no.
Jess has failed.
Oh, Jess has just said, nah, I'm out. I'm out. Cool. What about Kunal from Klemzig? Kunal.
Yes.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I am terrific. Okay, Kunal, why isn't she going to jail if she's murdered her sister's husband in cold blood?
Honestly, I have no idea. But...
Kunal, thank you for playing, mate. Yeah. You have a wonderful day. Beck, this has got him stumped. I love it. The calls are coming through. 13, 10, 60.
One of those really obvious ones.
Yeah,
when it is
extremely obvious. No, how are you going, Beck? With it, any good?
Yeah, no.
Okay, Jane from Mawson Lakes. Jane, can you tell us why she's not going to jail?
She's identical twin, and they don't know who did it.
You are so warm. You are so warm,
but
you're not quite there, Jane. And I really love your thinking. They do know who did it. If that helps you. Renee from Salisbury Park.
Oh. Hi. Is the sister taking the blame?
No.
Jeez,
I like your thinking too. Here we go. We're going into it now. Courtney from Huntfield Heights. Come on, Courtney. What's the answer?
I'm thinking if it is in cold blood that he was already dead.
No. But I like that thinking as well.
Yeah, that one crossed my mind
as
well.
13, 10, 60. Why isn't she going to jail? Paula from Hallett Cove.
Wow.
Why isn't she going to jail if she murdered her sister's husband in cold blood and they know that it was her?
She's not going to jail because she's a Siamese twin.
Bingo! Paula. She's a Siamese twin. Beck, why are you looking like that?
Surely there's some provision in the criminal justice system for that.
Well, Paula, it's true. It's obvious you can't go to jail because you'll take your innocent sister
with you.
Exactly
right.
There you go, Paula. Well done.
Well, then what happens to it?
Hey?
Yeah, that can't be right.
Well, I don't know. I didn't write the end of the story.
Just can't go around and murder people.
Well, you can if you're a Siamese twin, because you can't take your twin in with you. Why should they go and get life?
But why didn't the twin
because
stop
the twin
her
was
at
there
the time?
Exactly,
asleep.
At the murder.
She was asleep.
She was asleep, the other twin.
No, the other twin is complicit in the murder of your husband.
Absolutely not. Paula, congratulations. Paula, you are going off to the Garden of Unearthly Delights. Have a wonderful night. Good on you, Paula.
That wasn't one of your best.
What do you mean?
Oh, no. So many questions. So many questions afterwards.
You just need to be thinking laterally.
Yeah. This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Well, Beck, great news emerged last night that the Matildas are coming to Adelaide. They've had 12 sold-out matches in a row. That's more than 600,000 people have been there. They're going to take on China May 31. Peter Malinauskas, the Premier, has brought them to town. Pete, congratulations. How good's this for a coup?
Yeah, good morning, Soda and Beck. Now, this is a big one. They're the hottest team in Australia at the moment. Mm. Sold out, like you said, 12 times in a row. So we're looking forward to doing that. But this time, it'll be at the iconic Adelaide Oval rather than some smaller venue in Perth.
Exactly. Hey, Pete, look, as a dad, have you thought about what's captured the imagination, particularly of a lot of young girls, of this team? Because as you said, they are probably the most popular team in the country.
Look, there's something about what the Tillies did during the World Cup that just lit a fuse in this country unlike anything that's really come before it. And it's not just young girls. I mean, I reckon every young boy around the country was as fired up about how they were going the World Cup as much as anything else, which is great.
Yeah,
and,
true.
But for young women, you know, to have their team on television with record, you know, viewership isn't anything like we've ever seen before for women's sport. It really just puts women's sport on an equal playing field with the male endeavour, and that's only good.
Yeah, unfortunately taking a bit of shine off the announcement this morning. Have you just seen this breaking news about Sam Kerr in court for allegedly harassing a police officer? That is not great timing for us.
Yeah, literally just as I got on the phone, or as I was getting on the phone to you guys, someone sort of texted that through to me. But Sam Kerr wasn't playing anyway because, of course, she's got the ACL injury. Yeah. So it's not as though it affects the game. But, yeah, that'll draw a bit of attention, no doubt, and who knows what's actually occurred there. I certainly don't. But in any event, I think that the brand of the Tillies is so strong that we're going to get the sellout crowd we're looking for anyway.
Pete, very reasonably priced, $90 for a family ticket, $35 for adults, $25 concessions, $20 for kids. So that is going to be huge. The other thing too, saw you pop up on the news the other day at little secret pitches to try and get King Charles to Adelaide. Mm-hmm. What is happening there?
Yeah, look, King Charles is coming to Australia. We understand that he's not going to be able to go to every state, so the federal government has asked us, I think they've asked each state, you know, put forward what a potential itinerary would be for the King if they come to your state. Look, I've got to be honest with you, Soda, like I'm a Republican through and through, but that doesn't mean I don't have enormous respect for the Crown. And I certainly acknowledge the fact that, you know, if the King comes to town, that actually elevates work that we've got going on here in South Australia that we want on the global stage. And the King's pretty keen on climate change and countries that are leading in terms of renewables, and South Australia is ahead of the pack in that regard.
I came up with a pitch this morning, Mally. You just say, we've got a suburb named after your mum.
Oh, yeah, that's going to work. Wow. Pete, that's really going to knock the socks off that one, isn't it?
He might ask that we find one that's named after him.
Hey, Beck, if we go to the palace and Pete goes, right, well, I've got this great idea. There's a suburb called Elizabeth. You want to come over. Guess what the King's going to say?
He's already been married.
I'm sure he has.
Okay, needs some work.
I think Pete can be a little more adventurous, perhaps, than that, okay?
I think there's a few places that the King's got affection for in it. But we don't have a Charles, do we?
No.
We don't have a Charles.
Oh, there's a Charles Street in Norwood, mate. That'll do. Just whip him down there for a tour.
There's a Charles Sturt Council.
Oh, God. Yeah, essentially, not Charles Windsor Castle, Beck. Pete, we're gonna leave you here because the way we're going, the King will never come here if you listen to the crap that's coming out of Beck's mouth.
If you need me on the pitch committee, Premier, I'm here.
I'll let you know. We'll be in touch.
Pete, well done on the Tillies, mate. Really great coup. Yeah. Congratulations.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
SAFM's Beck and
Soda. Stay cool with Automasters Aircon Service. Call 1300 Automasters. SAFM's Couples Confession. These are my
confessions. I have a confession to make.
We are putting South Australian couples to the test with our Couples Confession. You can register at safm.com.au. And if you're a perfect match, we've got a great prize for you. Okay, so we get a couple, Soda. Mm-hmm. We separate them.
Yep.
Ask them a series of questions. Pre-record one of their answers and we see if they match.
Pretty simple.
It's pretty simple and it's pretty juicy. So it's time to meet our first victims. Jack and Taylor, good to have you along. Thank you.
Now, Beck, this is a great story because I love this. It's like Carol and Mike Brady with us here because you've got kids from other relationships. So how many kids all up?
Five.
Brilliant.
Yes, and Mum keeps asking if there's going to be a six, but we keep
knocking that back real fast.
No chance. Right.
So both previously married?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Both burnt your first batch of scones and you're going second time round now.
Let's crack into these questions and let's see if you are compatible and your answers match. Oh, my gosh, you look nervous.
Oh, I'm very nervous. Jack comes out with a few things that I think, oh, there we go.
We'll find out. So, Jack, we've already asked you and pre-recorded your answers, so we just need to see if there's a match when, Beck, you ask Taylor the questions.
All right. Tell us about the first moment you met Taylor.
So we met at Casa Blah Blah, and Jack was, the first person that I went on an official date with. And, it was pretty exciting. I didn't expect too much from it, but I told my girlfriend I'd be home in about an hour and a half, and then we were there until it was... I think it was about midnight when we left, wasn't it?
Right.
Had work, yeah.
Well, let's take a listen to Jack's earlier answer.
So met her on our first date, which was at Casa Blah Blah. We actually met through a friend. She was trying to pick up one of my friends on a night out, and he was taken, so he flicked her my details, and we... talked for off and on for about a month, and then arranged a date. Casa Blah Blah was the first time I'd actually met her.
That's a match.
Woo. All right, question number two, Taylor. What are your nicknames for each other?
So I'm called Swifty, or he calls me my love.
And do you have a nickname for him?
Yeah, I call him Birdie or Birdie Boy, and then I call him my love as well, or I call him Alice.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, well, that's easy. So her name's Taylor, so I've nicknamed her Swifty after Taylor Swift, and I'm Birdie.
There we go. Well, that's a good match. You guys have got a bunch of nicknames for each other, which is good. That means there's fun and frivolity in the relationship. Do you know that?
That's super cute.
Yeah, I am a sucker for them, though.
Nicknames are really important, and so that's what we try and cultivate those. What's the next question, Becky Boo?
Okay, Shmoopy. Taylor, given you're both living separately with your parents, where are you scheduling the special cuddles? He's gone red.
Be honest.
Come on.
So we just have to be a little bit kind of work with what we've got.
Creative?
A bit creative when time arises, hotels.
Yes.
Where parents, else? Places.
Where else, Taylor?
Work sites.
Hey! Okay, hang on. Let's just hear what Jack said.
Look, we were doing hotel rooms for a while, but that got pretty expensive. So I sometimes have access to buildings much similar to this one. Just make the most of what we got.
Well, there's a match. We're in Franklin Street right now, okay? Have you two been intimate on a work site within, say, a 1 kilometre radius of this spot?
Yeah, I can see it from here.
Have you had any close calls of anyone, like, walking into the site or the building?
Just normally, like, a lot of them are literally offices like this. Like, they're nice. They're not construction sites, so to speak. So you're generally not expecting... Maybe a cleaner, but yeah.
You guys heard about this new concept that they're developing called security, CCTV vision, anything like that?
Yep.
Put your head down, right?
Again, in construction, like a lot of them, there's no one watching the cameras a lot of the time. It's only if something happens.
Oh, they go back.
Review, yeah,
so. And the fact you're both wearing balaclavas and might be floating your boat, but it's also protective.
I'll scope out where the cameras are first anyway.
Saucy mixes.
I could imagine Taylor going, Jack, have you got protection? He goes, yeah, and he pulls a balaclava on. Great job. Hey, guys, that's 3 out of 3. Woohoo! Woo.
So that is an absolute perfect match. So we have a romantic weekend away, so you don't have to sneak into an office building. Accommodation, dinner, and a bottle of champagne. Well done.
Oh, lovely. Beautiful. Thank you.
See that construction site just straight through there where that crane is?
Yeah.
Right, that's where you're staying.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Hey, Beck, a couple of weeks ago you told us about the fact that you've lost the diamond in your engagement ring.
Yep, it fell out, looked down at dinner, and there's just an empty claw where the diamond used to be.
You're still wearing it now?
No, I'm not. I'm wearing my wedding ring, but I've taken my engagement ring off because it's empty, right. And I've looked everywhere. I've searched through vacuum cleaner bags, car, gym, hands and knees. Can't find it.
We've been through here. We've gone through the studio. We've been through the radio station. Sometime it has just popped out. Mm. Well, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Because do you believe in magic?
I believe in magic, Mark.
Yes. Do you believe in clairvoyance? Do you believe in people being able to see things?
I do, actually, yes.
Well, Susie has sent us an email, right? We may have the answer. Susie said, I heard what you said the other day about how you lost something very, very valuable. And even before you mentioned that it was the diamond off your ring, a message came to my head and it said ring. So as soon as you said I lost something valuable, ring came into Susie's mind. She said she received a vision. What she saw was white sheets and you folding a white sheet into the bed mattress, but it felt like an ensemble type of bed. Do you have an ensemble?
No.
Okay,
but,
so far, not
no,
so
but far. I do have to. I have a mattress on a bed base.
You put underneath. Right. I felt the diamond slipped off while you were folding the corner of the sheet.
Okay.
Right. Be very careful how you try to retrieve the diamond because it could slip right past you while you are searching. Good luck. I do hope this is true and correct. So she said she was a little apprehensive to do it, but then thought, well, why not? Because
why not?
It might actually help you. Have you checked?
No, I haven't. I mean, I don't tuck my sheets very thoroughly or daily, but I will go home and that's the first thing I look. I look underneath the mattress.
Yep. So you've searched through the bedroom though?
I've searched the bedroom on the floor, but not the bed.
Okay.
I haven't looked in the bed and I don't think I've washed the sheets in the last week since it's been missing.
Right. So white sheets or do you normally like the black or the red satin just to get James going? What do you like?
We do have white sheets. So she's right.
Righto.
She's right. We don't have an ensemble, but we have white sheets.
This is our first clue that could actually help you find your diamond ring.
I dare to dream. Okay.
You excited?
I am a little sceptical.
Why? Because you don't believe that Susie has the magic in it?
Well, I mean, the fact she knew my ring was missing in the first place is a tick.
Yep.
I will certainly go home and that will be miraculous if she's actually had a vision as to where my diamond is.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
How's James dealing with a lost diamond?
He's put an insurance claim in and we've stopped talking about it.
Yeah, right. Okay. So have you actually stopped looking?
Everywhere I go, I'm looking for a sparkle. Mm. Everywhere. Yep. Like even down the street.
Well, Susie, thank you so much for writing this in because, look, this may well be the clue that you've been looking for. But you've been to a clairvoyant before? You know, tell the truth.
Well, I went to a clairvoyant when I only had two children and I wasn't planning on having a third. And she said, I see a boy in your future.
Yeah, that was wrong.
But we had a girl, but we called her Frankie, which is a boy's name. So maybe she saw, like, a masculine name.
Jeez, that's a long bow. That is a long, long, long bow as a stretch. Right. Well, if Susie is right, you're going to find your diamond. But what I'd love to know is, seriously, look, I'm sceptical. I want to believe, but I'm not sure.
Have you seen one before?
I have my palm read, my cards read. My sister does that sort of stuff. She thinks she's got the magic in it. Has a clairvoyant actually been correct? I would love to know if you've actually been, and we're not just saying that someone goes, well, yes, you came into the world at a young age. I mean, not that sort of crap. We're talking about, have you got something that was real proof that the clairvoyant was correct? Melissa from Salisbury, come on, convince us. Who was it and what did they tell you?
Well, I went to see a clairvoyant in July, one year, trying to have a baby. That she told me I would have a baby boy in September. So September that year, we tried IVF. That failed. I thought maybe that's what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. And then the following year in September, I had a baby boy.
Aww.
Melissa, congratulations. Did she know? What information did you give her? Did you say you're trying to have a baby?
Yeah, I said that I wanted to have... trying for a second, and it was a while, and she said that she sees a boy in September.
That's very specific. What more do you want, Soda?
Well, 50-50, boy, girl.
But September?
Yeah, she said September, he was born the 7th.
Yeah, she's expecting you to have a big night on New Year's Eve, and so 9 months later, bingo. What do you reckon, Mel?
I don't know.
Okay.
I like that story.
You believe it? Yeah. All right, there you go.
Well, I believe. Yep, no, I believe
that's
that.
That's legitimate. Courtney from Callington, what happened?
Hi. So my parents went and saw a psychic and they got told that my uncle and my grandpa would pass away on the same date and So several years later, it ended up that they passed away on the same day and at the same time.
Oh, Courtney.
Wow. You can't make that up. That's real.
And we had a watch on, and yeah, we all looked at the time and we were like, wow.
So when they got told that, did they sort of feel that the cards were marked a little bit off the back of that?
Or they just... A little bit, yeah.
That's scary though, isn't it? I don't really want to know when someone might want to die.
No.
Not that they want to.
Because then you think your time's up. Crystal in Old Ranilla, when was the clairvoyant correct?
Oh, well, about 12 years ago, I was in between jobs. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find anything and was referring it to as a holiday, as a break between jobs to my family to keep my spirits up. And I decided to call up to a radio on a psychic radio.
Yeah.
And she ended up saying, oh, well, the spirits around you, they're saying that you're on a holiday and you're not really working. Is that true? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, yes.
Mm.
And then she's like, well, why is the number 3 significant? Like, the number 3 is really important. I'm like, I have no idea. Ended the call. And then on December the 3rd, I got offered a job for a position I applied for 3 months earlier.
Oh, there's your 3.
Yeah, that's all right. That one's okay.
You happy with that?
No, I feel like, though, you could get any number and then you could assign meaning to it.
Hey, Crystal, did you believe once you were told that?
No, not until I actually got the job offer. Okay. I was that kind of threw me a bit. And obviously the whole holiday thing was a bit of a shock too.
Can you manifest it if someone says it?
Yeah, maybe. Mm. So maybe it helps put you in a positive
there you go.
Mindset.
All right. Beck,
I'm manifesting.
Beck, come
my
and see me. Let me see. No. Right? Beck, come and see me, right? You're actually going to be happy and really positive and just buzz around the place like a bee.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Boss Flack has made his way in here. Good to see you, Alex.
Look, good morning, Beck and Soda. We need to address a bit of feedback on the show.
Uh-oh.
We've had a few messages, a few emails over the last couple of weeks.
I think it's inappropriate to call her an elephant in the room, but that's up to you.
Beck, there is an elephant in this room, and there's been quite a few stuff-ups on this show.
Uh-oh.
And we've had some feedback from our wonderful listeners. You know, this is the best breakfast show in Adelaide. We need accuracy and accountability. Now, Soda, when you played footy, how did you get feedback if you had a bad game?
Oh, most of the time I just got abused from the sidelines. quite often the coach would send the runner out and just abuse me in the middle of a game.
Okay, Beck, netball?
No, I think we were a bit more softly. It was just like, do your best, girls.
Best you don't come next week, Beck.
Up and in.
And a little bit of bench time probably for Morse, to be honest.
Go and explore a whole range of other sports.
A little bit of bench time.
Okay, I'm going to go right in the middle then, because I don't think either way is probably the more correct one. Soda, we are about accuracy and giving the right information on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where you went wrong here.
13 10 60. Give us a buzz. Yeah. Are you born on the 29th of April? Because it'd be freaky.
Or even February.
Yes. Yeah, 29th of April is an interesting time to be born, isn't it?
Talking about being born on a leap year, I know it only comes every 4 years, and you said more than once, give us a call if you were born on the 28th of April.
Flack, I'm with you here, mate. I was mortified by that. He let down me. He let down the team. Mm. As you said, we're about accuracy and about being able to be trusted.
And don't get me started on how many times you've said the phone number for our opposition radio station.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
what is it again?
Twenty eight days have February and April, is that right?
No, the other radio station's phone number. No, it doesn't matter.
13 10 60. Or you can text us on the Automasters text line, 0488 52 107.
I agree, Flack. Thanks for popping in.
Hey.
13 11 66. Is that
it's a hard delivery.
Oh, that's right.
So that's Soda. And we do have a few stuff ups from him, and that's the feedback from you that you need to be accurate with your information.
Yep.
Beck, get down off your high horse.
No, I like it up here.
What is the segment that is, or the competition that is famous in Adelaide, has been loved for over 10 years?
Alpha Bucks.
Secret Sound? I mean, everyone does that, don't they?
What's
that
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks is the number one competition in Adelaide. You've been playing it for years. You'd think you'd get it right.
Well, that's why I'm the quiz master, because you trust me with it.
Maybe you shouldn't be.
What about an actress starting with P? Go with Penelope Cruz.
Good one.
Penelope Cruz. Okay, awesome.
Good luck.
Come on.
All right, thank Kate. You. Starting with B, can you give me a title?
P?
Yes. P for Papa. P for Papa and Penelope.
You said B.
Did I say B?
Yeah, you said B. Yeah.
So we'll start again. That's all right, Kate. We're good to go.
Okay.
How's Kate expected to win when you start to make up letters?
Sorry, Kate.
Soda has just said P for Penelope Cruz, and you said your letter is B.
For Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Beck, you're probably benched.
SAFM's Beck and Soda. 6 to 9 weekdays.
SAFM.